I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
So I've just been out releasing the last snakes that I've caught from the last week. I've been releasing them. It's just about home when I got called for a black mamba and a pigeon loft in Mount Moreland. So Mount Moreland near the airport's a famous place for black mambas. I've caught one or two there before. Yeah, so apparently yesterday the guy found a bunch of dead pigeons and he suspected a mamba, but now they can actually see it. I'm not quite sure why you'd have a pigeon loft in Mount Moreland, to be honest. You must really love pigeons because that is bringing the mambas in. So I hope, I've got so much to do today. So hoping it's a quick call. And I wish people wouldn't drive in the fast lane when they're driving at 80 k's an hour. Frustrating. But yeah, hopefully it's still there. And hopefully we catch it.
Just phoned me to tell me it had gone, and then he phoned me back to say he's found it again. So let's, oopsie, let's see what we've got here. Let's grab my tools. It's got a lot of pigeons. Mark? How do I get in there? Hey, you have a lot of pigeons? 600?
Yeah, I put so many in here, Bruce.
I was going to say, you must get tons.
Bruce, 1 month, I caught 31 in the first 50 days.
What?
Yeah.
He's really got nowhere to go.
No, the bugger. I killed four birds yesterday, man. There's one very beauty. Not a very big one, but about 2 meters, eh?
Yeah.
Female or male?
Not sure yet.
Yeah. Okay, try to eat that one. You see, it's all slammed up. See ya. Try to eat
it. Some
but you can't get it in.
That's it.
I don't want to kill them, I just have it. I don't need it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You see the slime, you can't get them in. See, they're too broad. And there's two babies there, two little ones, so they must escape because they live over here, these two babies.
You're right in the butcher, eh?
So that's a big one, eh?
Not so. We're so vulnerable. I mean, in 1 year, I got 51 in 50 days, exactly. From 15th of December, 15th January, caught 51.
No.
One was 4 meters, eh?
No way.
I swear, 4 meters, it was lying over there, and I counted the blocks, and measured 4 meters. It was as thick as a Red Bull can.
That would have been mating season, I reckon.
Huge.
Mating season's coming.
See that? Very
yeah.
And
it's been warm the last
week. So you found the pigeons yesterday?
Yesterday afternoon, he found one at 4 o'clock. And it was warm, and it was blood on it. And then he went at 4 o'clock, and I walked around. I always walk around the garden.
Yeah.
Just 5, up was 5, to see everything's fine. You know, there's no answer. The birds aren't out, or something's not going wrong here. So everything's separately out. And I found 4 more dead ones there.
I want to try to get in there.
Can I
ask you to just hold the body for you?
Yeah, sure.
And then with one hand, could you hold the end of the tail here?
Got it.
So we're doing a genetic study on black mambas in the area.
2.2,
okay.
Yeah.
So we've got over 200 DNA samples now.
Really, eh?
Yeah, we can see like who's related to who.
Oh, really, eh?
Let's look at UKZN.
There's a bird. You
want to
take a picture of the bird?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a really, really interesting rescue. I mean, it was just pigeons everywhere. And it was just all them funny noises they make everywhere. And obviously, pigeon poo everywhere as well, which wasn't that pleasant to walk on. But the mamba killed one or two pigeons. It was going to happen. Didn't eat any, didn't get to eat any. You could see it tried to eat one, but I think it was a bit too big for him. He got over the head, and you could see it was all wet from the snake saliva. Not a pretty sight, I guess. But thankfully, the owner of the property, some people, because the snake killed the pigeon, would kill the snake. But he has no interest in that, and I'm very grateful for that. As I say, many people would want to kill it, but he'd prefer that it's removed and relocated, which is great. That's, you know, we can't blame the snake. I mean, it's like KFC there for them, you know? That smell must linger in the air, and they can smell that from a mile away. So they can't resist. And yeah, it's not really their fault. Surviving in the wild's not that easy. So when you've got a room full of birds and they can't go anywhere, for a snake, they can't say no to that. So, yeah. Wasn't such a tricky rescue. It was sitting on one of the perches. And, yeah, it was pretty easy rescue, thankfully. So I'm on my way now to release it. Far from the pigeon loft, because I think if I put it too close, I think it would go straight back. And I wouldn't blame it for that. So I'm going to take it a bit further away. And hopefully it stays away from people and pigeon lofts.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.